Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw a meme yesterday and it hit just a little too hard, and it was like wife's shopping list, and it had the kids, your husband, the neighbors, coworkers, family members, and it was like husband's Christmas shopping list, wife. I was like, 100%. Like, I just felt that way too much. And it was funny because the other day Art asked me, he goes, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, do you really want to know? Because if so, I'll just send you like a link to what I want.
That's what I'd prefer. I love when someone sends me a specific list of what to buy for you.
This was the first time I did it, was last year. And I sent it to him. I said, here are the links to what I want. And you know me, I'm a bargain shopper. So I even sent him like coupon codes. I was like, use this code at checkout. You'll get 25% off.
Wow.
And he still managed to get me stuff that I didn't send him. And I was like, why ask for it if you're not going to buy me that?
No, I wish like someone did that for me. Just gave me the links, because it would be super easy. I tick off all my Christmas shopping and I know that's what they want in a day. I hate having to try and guess what someone wants. And I hate having the fear or anticipation of getting it wrong and then being upset about it when I've wasted all my time and energy in trying to get it right.
So here's the thing that like irritates me with it. He's like, okay, go ahead and send me links. So I sent him links and he got me like one, this is last year, he got me like one thing from the link, and then he bought me something random. Like, and his thing was, well, I don't want to buy you everything that you asked for, because then it's like I'm shopping off of a gift registry, like for a wedding. He's like, it doesn't seem like it's personalized. It's just you telling me what you want.
And that's
like,
fair enough. That's fair enough.
It is, because then you're guaranteed that I'm going to like my gift.
Yeah, I would preface that before. I'm like, so is this what you want? This is what I'm going to get you. And you're going to be happy with this. It just makes things a lot easier, because guys hate to shop.
Well, and I don't know, maybe I'm taking away some of the fun for him of like, well, I want you to be surprised. Okay, if you want to do that, that's fine, but don't ask me for a list. Right?
Exactly. Get what's on the list.
So when it comes to Christmas shopping, are you that type of person? Do you want to be surprised by your gift, or do you send a list to your significant other and you're like, here, make it easy, this is what I want?
All right, let's see what people think. 888-431-3764. This might sound boring, but if I'm buying a Christmas gift for you, tell me exactly what you want. Keep it simple, stupid, because I am not very good at buying Christmas gifts or gifts in general.
So are you a bad gift giver?
I'm horrible. I will always get it wrong. So just give me exactly what you want, and I will go to the store and I will buy exactly that. That's the only way I can handle it.
I did that last year for Art. I sent him a couple links of things that I wanted along with a coupon code, and he still managed to buy me some other stuff that I was like, cool. His go-to gift is always jewelry, and I'm not a jewelry person. I wear my wedding ring, and that's about it. And then I'm like, I feel obligated. Now I have to wear, like, you know, the bracelet that he got me. And it's not that I don't want it. It's just a lot of times it's not my style either.
I had a girlfriend I bought jewelry for all the time. So it makes a man feel good buying jewelry for a girl. But she hated everything I bought. So I learned very, very quickly. The 909 here says, I like being surprised and surprising people. While I understand getting exactly what you want, I don't think it's fun to unwrap something I could have gotten myself.
Nah, I get that.
It's just worse to unwrap something that you hate, though, right?
Did you put a receipt with this one? 909 says, my husband is awful at gifts when it comes to me. He's an expert when it comes to our daughters. But even knowing that, I'm probably going to end up with something like a waffle maker or a massage gun.
So cliche.
I would still rather let him pick out my gift, though, than give him a list.
760 says, we stopped buying gifts 2 to 4 years into our marriage of 28 years because we just buy what we want all year long and we're too impatient to wait for Christmas when there's something we want.
Okay, I get that. And I feel like I'm that way with Art. Like, if I'm going to buy something, I'm like, here you go. Like, I won't wait till Christmas to give it to him. 951 says, we make it easy. We give a list to each other about 30 different items. It's usually all things that she wants. When I surprise her, though, the surprise is that I buy everything on the list.
Well played.
Okay, Art, are you listening right now?
See, if you do this, everyone's happy. Christmas can't go wrong, even though it's not a surprise.